The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 174 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan and Gabe. We're going to talk to you about what you want to talk about, but not what Tim and Doyle want to talk about, because they're not here.
Oh, Sloppy Joe's are so fucking good.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
Still a great song. What? You live?
And we're live.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 174 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is the fan interaction episode. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan. And seeing how bad the lag is, and it's actually not that bad.
Nice. I'm trying to pull it up right now so I can look at it.
Oh, God, you're going to Doyle it, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to Doyle it. I just want to watch the comments, too. Oh, no, I better not start a watch party.
No, do it. Do it. I like to make fun of you for it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going.
It's the best when I do it.
Start. It's the best. There we go. FYI, I muted my computer like half an hour ago so that I wouldn't accidentally Doyle us.
Just did. All right, son of a bitch.
No, it's just funny because... No. Oh, man, these are really good.
What are we on? What's that for? What's Amy, that? We hate you.
They're really good.
Just kidding, Amy. I don't hate you.
Oh, man.
There's eight people watching. Hey, everybody. Sorry, we were getting all the settings and all that stuff kind of down pat. So we are listener interacting right now.
You're right, Fossum. I don't want to hear you.
Because you muted him?
Yeah, is that what he said? Because it's on mute, yeah.
Hey, Chris, how about you like our fucking feed?
Oh, great.
We started! Woo!
Well, everybody,
I think Chris Fossum does like our page, actually. Chris is a good guy. There's 10 people listening, 12 people. The numbers are climbing.
Calm down. So, last three episodes, we have talked about The Witcher, Star Wars, Rise of the Skywalker,
yes, sir.
And quite possibly the most boring movie ever made, Last of the Mohicans. not true. It's not the
worst. Somebody's going to be like, you guys are racist.
Hope not. That'd be really awful.
I don't hate it because there's Indians in it. I hate it because there's no action in it.
Because it goes this fast.
And we're down to four people.
Yeah. So, in all seriousness, feel free to bring up whatever you want to talk about, either on my watch party over there, in our YouTube or
stupid
Twitch
watch
streams.
Party.
There's all sorts of places that you could be watching right now that hopefully you are.
Oh, shit. I accidentally went full zoom in on Gabe's tits.
They're nice ones, though. I should have been in the pinup calendar.
It was really weird.
So, let's start.
You should not have been in the pinup.
Let's start with the obvious. I'm pretty excited for a trailer for a movie. right onto the logo, too. That's the best part.
What are we starting with?
Morbius.
Mobius?
Not Mobius.
Who's Mobius?
Mobius is a comic book artist from France.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe he was cool.
He was very cool. I love his stuff. But Morbius looks really good.
Yes.
Jared Leto.
Does it? I tag you in shit that I want you to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, oh, I wonder what he feels about this thing that we've kind of talked about before. And you fucking never interact.
I think I go out of my way to like it when you tag me and stuff.
We'll see.
I just try not to like it as the show because then I feel really.
Then bad. I gotta unfucking like it. It's annoying.
Yeah, I know.
Morbius came out yesterday.
Trailer looks great.
Tyrese was the one to say that it was coming out, and I was like,
which was weird.
Who was Tyrese in this movie?
Yeah,
and apparently he's an FBI agent. I don't know if. Because he has a name, so I don't know if that has a tie. I can't remember.
I didn't.
It's been so long since I watched Spider-Man especially because Morbius is not. I mean, he's a big arc in the cartoon, but you know, you obviously move on to like thousands of other villains as well. Right. So I can't remember. Because
Spider-Man does have a lot of villains,
a ton,
and like Morbius is kind of like an anti-hero type villain, yes, where he ends up. You know, obviously he has his own comic, he has his own storyline, all that sort of stuff. The way he dresses, it is pretty amazing, Chris. The way he dresses in it leads me to believe that they might lean a little heavier on the latest story arc of it, which isn't the best version of Morbius, but was really, really good. Like, I enjoyed it. Might be the only human being alive that enjoyed it, but that's okay.
He is Simon Stroud.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, so he's part of the – he's so you remember in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? The whole Darkhold and Ghost Rider and, yes, like those kind of characters.
He's from Earth 616.
Stroud is one of those that like is in that kind of like dark timeline of,
oh God,
of Marvel characters.
He's a white guy. That's all we're going to hear about. why did Tyrese? Why did they pick this black guy to choose as white guy? So stupid.
Yeah, that's not what we're going to hear about. No, because we don't care about that crap.
I didn't know if he was somebody like in the universe or if he's just somebody.
No, he is. Like he's kind of a important ish character, like, nice, a good side, right, character.
I had no idea Jared Harris was in this movie. You're like right. For the most part, unless we do a really deep dive into the topic, which we haven't up until now, mm-hmm, we don't really – I personally don't really look. You know, I knew Jared Leto obviously was going to be in the movie, right, but I didn't look to see what the other people – yeah. So as soon as I saw him and I heard his voice, I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I like Jared Harris. Like, he's doing a lot of stuff in the last, like, 3 years. I mean, I looked at his Wikipedia after I found it out. Mm-hmm. He's constantly doing stuff. But he's moved more towards like bigger projects just in the past like 4 years ish. Nice. I mean, he's always done big stuff. He was in The Boring of the Mohicans too, and so I mean, he's always done like big stuff. But but Boring, he's been attached. He's been attached to some pretty big projects in the last like 3 or 4 years.
That's pretty cool. Like it's cool when we discover. Like obviously we're not discovering it and sharing it with the world, but personally when we discover something cool that's happened or that something is involving an actor that we really like and those sorts of things, like I like that. I like being like, oh shit, this got that guy in it, I fucking, yeah, love that guy, you know. So I'm excited for the Morbius movie. It looks really, really good.
I can't remember, how does Morbius in the show, how does Morbius become Morbius? He has something wrong with him, right?
He has a disease, and the only way to cure the disease is through a serum that he has to mix with human blood, but it makes him thirst for human blood as well. So he is a living vampire. So
I liked Morbius. I thought he was cool.
It's a great storyline. Yeah. It's a really cool concept. It's genuinely one of my favorite comic book series from the 90s. I used to try to draw him all the time in his weird black leather suit.
A not usual villain choice, correct, which is cool.
A really off-kilter villain choice. Especially coming from the – because so in the trailer they branded it from the studio that brought you Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man Homecoming – and like this is being billed as like
Venom.
But it's being billed as the second Spider-Man villain movie.
Right.
So they did Venom, now they're doing Morbius, and it'll be interesting to see if down the line, if they keep pulling it closer and closer until like something turns over where Spider-Man is now having to interact with these characters that they, right, built into. That's what I think they're working towards.
I love that that Marvel is so good at bringing in, I mean, they're really good at your big characters, you know, Iron Man, even though a lot of people think they did a disservice to him in his standalone movies. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Spider-Man is a great, they did really good with Spider-Man. They do really good with characters that you've heard of, but you don't really know much about. Right. They do a really good job of fleshing out very small side characters and villains, and I love that because it's not fucking, you know, it's not the same shit I've seen for 15 years.
15 times, yeah. Fossum says that would be awesome for it to turn into like that kind of like
the world.
It rolls over into like a Spider-Man universe. Would love to see a Sinister 6 through 8.
They were trying. they were trying with the last guy. Fuck, zoomed in on my face. They were trying with the last guy.
Spider-Man Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, there you go. I never heard that before. At the end of his last movie, the cutscene at the very, very end is a bunch of pieces to the Sinister Six prop pieces, like their costumes. And so that was where they were going, and then they just decided to stop. I just saw it too. And they just decided to stop making those movies. So, but I like that they didn't choose Venom versus Spider-Man first.
They just, you know what I mean? They just did
his own thing while Spider-Man was doing his own thing, you know, because we got to kind of learn about that. I like that, you know, maybe the next Venom sequel will be a Carnage part, which you got at the very end of Venom, but maybe that's just going to be its own movie as well. You know, it may not necessarily have Spider-Man in it, which is cool. Carnage, by far, is my favorite, and I don't know if it's just the way he looks and some of the cartoon, but he's my favorite Spider-Man villain, and being able to do something with him would be amazing for me.
And so another thing Fossum just said is it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, where they took something that wasn't super popular and made it cool. Carnage is like down the list of symbiotes, you know, and to be able to work that story in like a really creative way and make it entertaining and not necessarily have to lean on the character of Spider-Man is super smart. Like, it's a really, really good way to take things that maybe nobody else is looking at and make something really good out of it.
I love it.
Me too.
Like, there was obviously a Spider-Man cameo in the trailer. Mm-hmm. But all the people who have kind of zoomed in and pieced it, it looks more like the costume looks more like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man than it does the current Spider-Man.
And which so, could also hint at, because they have been hinting at a Spider-Verse that has all the three Spider-Men and then other Spider-People.
Which would be really cool. If you could get all three of those Spider-Men into one movie, I think that'd be really cool.
If it's anywhere near as good as the cartoon was, I'd watch it twice.
And then obviously, the big spoiler at the very end, which I guess is not really a spoiler because they haven't really said anything yet, but Michael Keaton is in this movie. Everybody assumes that he's going to play Vulture, and that's another connective piece to the universe, which would be awesome. It was like a whoa kind of moment, you know, because you don't expect that stuff. That's exactly. That's not news, you know, before these things come out.
And they haven't talked about it at all.
No.
And what I think is interesting is all the little pieces that point to we're going to pull this together. Not yet, but we're going to pull it together. Like, and Vulture would be that first step in the Sinister Six, you know, 3-8 or 9. There's been Sinister others, like Sinister 7, Sinister 8, Sinister 9.
I think Sinister 8 was its own comic book not related to Spider-Man.
No,
I don't know. I could be wrong. I haven't read a comic book in a while, so...
I'm going to look it up, because I know that there's been... So, Sinister 6, Sinister 7, Sinister 12. So there's been 6, 7, and 12. Okay. Sinister 12. That's overkill. It's too many Sinisters.
It's a lot of Sinisters, bro.
It's a lot of Sinister. And are they all Sinister? I mean, really...
I mean, what quantifies sinister, being sinister?
I mean, I assume a little bit of...
I mean, you just said that Han Solo was essentially sinister.
Yeah.
I don't think you're right. I think that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that. No, I enjoyed it. What else happened? Oscars? Oscars are coming up in...
That's a thing.
I think a couple days.
You know what we should talk about? About Ricky Gervais, huh?
Oh, at the Golden Globes?
At the Golden Globes. That was hilarious.
I like Ricky Gervais. Me too. I think he was better at previous Oscars. Because they gave previous Golden, because they gave him a little bit more time. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was really funny.
It was super funny. It made a ton of people in the audience very uncomfortable.
Here's the thing. Are they really uncomfortable, or are they know maybe the camera's going to be on them, so they can't be like, yeah, freaking Ricky Gervais is right.
We all a bunch of pedophiles.
I mean, not everybody. Tom Hanks is not a pedophile.
You don't know.
I assume
too, but you don't know. He was in a show called Bosom Buddies.
I don't put that on you, Tom Hanks.
Fossum said it was funny as shit. It was funny. It made me watching laugh. It made me die.
Like I just like Ricky Gervais. I think he's hilarious. That's why I don't like The Office. I don't like Carell. I'd rather have Gervais than Carell.
Well, then watch The British Office.
I do. Okay. I enjoy that one better than I like the other one.
So do I. So do most people that have seen it.
That's weird. Most people I talk to don't agree with that.
Oh, that's dumb. The British version is significantly funnier.
When are the Oscars?
My sister said that was funny shit, too.
Your sister's funny.
She is. She cracks me up. And her face.
February 9th. So we got some time.
So did the announcements for what was nominated come out?
Yes. So that's why I brought it up. Joker got nominated 11 times, which is the most out of anybody this year.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It's a lot. Best Picture, Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Woman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
and Parasite.
Marriage Story, Parasite in 1917, which some of those I've never heard of before.
Parasite is the movie, it's like the sleeper movie that I really, really hope wins, even though it won't. It's a Korean movie made by the guy that made Mother and The Host. Fucking cool-ass movie. Really, really dug it. Jojo Rabbit, haven't seen yet, but...
Looked funny.
Looks amazing. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I still haven't managed to see. I haven't even seen Joker
yet. A lot of
yet.
People, I haven't seen Joker either yet. A lot of people really liked Once Upon a Time. I don't think it was bad. It was just
it's very long. Yeah, and that's slow. That's kind of Quentin Tarantino's MO now. Which, for some reason, I don't mind in his movies because I know there's going to be something crazy that happens.
But there's funny shit in
but
it.
But in Last of the Mohicans, I minded it.
Actor in a leading role. Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory, Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver, Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker, Joaquin. Jonathan Pryce, Two Popes.
That movie was surprisingly good.
Two Popes?
Yeah. Mel was home on a Tuesday. And she just started watching it. And next thing I knew, I was like, oh, I'm really like enthralled by this movie about popes. Huh, fucking weird. It was good. I don't think it's true.
I haven't seen it, so I have no idea.
It kind of plays like the two popes as being in like a weird bromance thing, but like it's a cool movie.
Like, can there be two popes?
There are currently two popes: a Pope Emeritus who's retired, and the Pope.
Oh, he's not dead. That's
he's not right. dead, which okay. is really weird. Right. He's the first Pope to retire in like 700 fucking years.
Fuck you guys! I'm out.
Pretty much, he's all. I'm wearing my red shoes somewhere else. Fuck this shit.
Actress in a leading role. I'm only going to try and go through the headliners.
Yeah,
Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story. Swarcy Ronan, Little Women. Oh, Renee Zellweger.
I don't know how to say it either.
Renee Zellweger, Judy, and Charlize Theron, Bombshell. I don't know any of those movies.
Hi, Chelsea. Somebody just laughing emoji at your pronunciation.
Swarcy. I don't know those movies. Bombshell, Judy, Little Woman, Marriage Story, and Harriet.
I mean, I know what Little Women is. Yeah.
Little Women?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know anything about that movie.
I mean, it's a remake of Little Women, the book Little Women.
Oh. Ah, all right.
Yeah. What's the other one? Marriage Story? I don't know shit about that movie.
Judy, Harriet, and Bombshell.
No idea.
Me neither.
No idea.
Director, Scorsese for The Irishman, Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bong Joon-ho for Parasite,
yeah.
Sam Mendes for 1917, and Todd Phillips for Joker. God, what if he wins 11 Oscars?
That'd be nuts, dude. That would be absolutely bonkers.
Costume, sound mixing, animated short film. These are important, Gabe, okay? They're just not as important as the other ones. That's all. That's the big ones. Yeah. That's the big ones.
I mean, it's...
I wanted to bring it up because Joker, I don't know if it's the first time, but they made a really big deal about it getting 11 nods.
It's a pretty big deal. Like, I mean, are there really other superhero slash like comic book films that are coming anywhere near close to that?
No. I don't even know if what other comic book movie got an Oscar nod.
Or Best Picture, Best Director, all that stuff. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Oscar snubs. Let's get some Oscar snubs.
Adam Sandler,
but he pretty much said he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most actors don't actually give a fuck. Like,
I feel like The Irishman is going to win some shit, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a... Aside from all the nonsense that came out of that, because Scorsese has whatever fucking opinions he's going to have.
Dude, he's like a 90-year-old film director.
I get it.
He's allowed to not give a shit about Marvel movies. Like, calm down, people.
It's just another thing, again, like, you're a very high professional in your field... And you're shitting on every, you know what I mean? Every person who decides to be in or make one of those movies. Like, it's, I feel like that's fucked up. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's Scorsese. Like, who's going to say he's a Scorsese?
He's also, like, 1,000 years old. Like, when your granddad says bullshit, you don't, like, care because you're like, he's going to die soon.
Wow. Jennifer Lopez got snubbed.
Fossum asked, would you... You know, consider the Lord of the Rings movies in that same kind of scope because they're fantasy films.
In the same kind of scope as what? As like a
superhero movie.
Oh.
Because like Lord of the Rings got a ton of Oscar nominations too.
Did it win Oscars?
I think it.
It won 11 Oscars? Oh, I got a million things. It won 11 Oscars? Fuck. But which one? Which one? Like Lord of the King. So the first two didn't win any Oscars.
But the third one did.
Ah, fuck that movie. I hate that movie. I don't know why all the love for that movie. I don't get it. This is about a boat that sinks. Walt Disney was the most Oscars won by one man. With how many?
22.
But were they for... I wonder if they were for like properties that Disney made, or if they were somehow he was involved in the production or something of them. Has he ever been involved in production of his own movies?
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
I think so. I think he was like the executive producer on a lot of those movies.
Three films have won 11 Academy Awards. Ben-Hur from 1959, Titanic in 1997, and The Return of the King in 2003.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy,
I would have never, Chris, I would have never thought Lord of the Rings was going to pull out 11 Oscar wins.
Fuck you, Fossum. Titanic is, too, a great science fiction film. What? No, he said Titanic, not even close to a fantasy sci-fi or comic book film.
Most nominations, largest sweep, Lord of the Rings, most award. Yeah, Walt Disney won 22. Yeah, it just says Walt Disney, So he probably
as like director, producer, because I know he directed a lot of the cartoon films and produced a lot of them too. So
that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Lupita Nyong'o. I don't know how to say her last name. I'm sorry. Lupita Nyong'o.
Just stop. We know who you're talking about.
Nicole Kidman. A lot of women got snubbed. That was a big deal this year.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. Robert De Niro. Eddie Murphy for Dolomite. I thought he would get some kind of nomination for Dolomite. Dude, that was a big return for him.
That movie's great.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that movie was so good.
And it was a big deal. Adam Sandler for his... I don't even know what movie that is. Him in his yellow suit.
What is it called? It's called something Gems. It looks really, really good. I just can never remember the name of it.
Frozen 2 got snubbed.
Oh, no one gives a fuck.
A lot of people watch that movie, bro.
I know, but nobody cares. Nobody cares.
My daughter cares. Jamie Foxx, William Dafoe. Some of the big... Christian Bale, what the hell did he do?
Christian Bale was...
Fighter?
He was in movies this year?
Apparently.
Yeah, what was William Dafoe in this year?
William Dafoe.
Willem
Dafoe. The Lighthouse.
Ooh, that, I really want to see that. That's from the director of The Witch. And it suffered, I think it really suffered because it stars Robert Pattinson too. So a lot of people don't like to go see his movies because Twilight.
I think he's going to do good at Batman.
I think he's going to be a great actor once he gets past the he's that dude for who was in Twilight.
He comes off like a rich fucking kind of snobby guy.
Success.
It's not a bad thing. I think he's going to be fine at Batman.
If you're playing Bruce Wayne, it's not a bad thing.
I think he's going to do
if
fine.
If you're playing Life, it's pretty annoying.
But he's got $1 million. He doesn't care.
He's got a lot more than $1 million. He got that Twilight money.
He does. He got that fucking vampire money.
Sparkly vampire.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Fossum says typecasting sucks. It does, but when you star in 4 sparkly vampire movies, it's bound to happen to
you. I can look past it. I don't care. You know, it's funny because when we had the very first conversation about Joker, when the only thing we knew is that Joaquin Phoenix was going to play Joker, I think pretty much all of us were like, that's the right guy. Like, it's the perfect choice for that.
Because
when the world was going, I don't think that's going to work. And here we are 11 Oscar nominations later, you know.
Yeah.
He fucking nailed it. I haven't watched it, full disclosure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't – it's done well in the theaters. It's done well in the award season.
It's done well critically. Yeah. Like, there's not really anybody that has seen it that doesn't like it. You know,
he's fucking weird. He's perfect.
That I'm Not Here movie is
the just, documentary is, thing that he did.
Sure, it's a documentary. Whatever the fuck that was, that movie's bizarre and it's crazy and it's so good. And it's like a prequel to the Joker because it's like this dude that's just completely lost himself, and you're like, is this an act? Or is he fucking gone crazy? Like, and that's kind of what's happening in in that movie too. I don't know. It's fascinating. I think my sister said vomit. I assume it's because of Robert Pattinson.
I think he's gonna do well.
I think he'll do good at Batman, but I mean, he's not my cup of tea in general.
I don't watch a ton of his movies.
He's got that weird face thing going.
His face, or is there something weird about
it? No, his face. It's like just weird to me. I don't know why. Like, he's just got a weird fucking face.
For the last time, I'm going to recommend that you go watch The Exorcist.
So, you have ranted and raved so much about it, I think it should be an episode during our next recording session.
My only fear about that is that it's 3 years old.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
I see.
So good.
And you're like probably the fifth or sixth.
I know Doyle said he really likes it too, because I was in the middle of, like I said a couple episodes ago, I was in the middle of watching that
and
The Witcher. and I was just like, I got to watch The Exorcist. It's the first season almost wholly deals with and is essentially a remake of the first film. No, it's a sequel to the first film.
Oh, okay.
And the second one is completely different. I mean, it ties in some of the things that you get from the first season, but it's a whole new storyline. But they do... What's making you laugh over there?
Sorry. Anna said, hashtag not my Batman. Pattinson can suck a chode.
Oh, wow. He says... Take a picture of that, because in 2 years, that shit's going to be amazing. She's going to be like, I love him in Batman!
And then my sister said Zach was watching the whole time and just now realized that I'm Uncle Gabe. And then...
But it's been a long time since I've seen a really, really good exorcism something.
Right.
You know, there's some good things. The Exorcism of Emily Rose was pretty
fucking
good.
Great.
There are a lot of... That genre seems to do okay. But this series, man, I was reading into it, and how it... The biggest thing that happened is that it got acquired in the Disney merge. And so that Disney apparently didn't want to put out a fucking exorcism show, and so they just canceled it.
the exorcism of Elsa.
But they do creepy...
The power of Christ compels you to let it go!
That's funny. That's really funny. That's a t-shirt. we'll get sued for it, but that's a t-shirt.
And it says, no, I won't.
Yes, she will.
Gross.
She will.
Batman is my homie, and Edward Cullen is not him.
She's going to so be like, I loved it.
It's going to be me and Gotham all over again.
The Exorcist. Watch it. The creepy factor is awesome. It doesn't rely on cheesy special effects that take me out of it. It's everything. Its tempo is just, it gives you the chills without being scary. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like it's creepy through the whole thing. Huh. And it's not necessarily like, holy shit, that was scary. Because I feel like American horror has relied on that for fucking way too long.
The jump scare.
Absolutely. Just getting you like that. Whereas this show, and I might be overselling it because I love exorcism stuff. And I don't know why. I love exorcism stuff. So you're going to watch
there
it and
are
be like...
two things on the list. Exorcism, time travel.
Yes. Time traveling exorcism?
Holy shit!
What?
We just made a movie.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
It's good. Like I said, I might be overselling it because I really enjoyed it. Uh-oh, what happened?
My battery's running low.
We're almost done.
Oh, I know. If my battery runs low, then... We stopped streaming two different places.
Oh, shoot. Oh, Gabe's on the ground.
Keep talking to me about the Exorcist.
It's the perfect mix of shit that's going to make you creepy and feel just gross and weird on the inside and, like, skepticism of the church.
Right.
Like, they don't talk a ton of religion, but you get essentially the demons have infiltrated the church.
Nice.
And so you get that, like, religious aspect as well as just crazy shit going on to these people who are possessed. It's just a really good show. It's really well done.
Nice.
Really well done. And I've talked about it for 3 episodes now, and I promise that's the last time.
No, because
until I watch the finale.
It's going to be an episode. It's going to be an episode next recording session.
I know that Doyle agreed with me, though, because I was like, man, I'm having a hard time getting through The Witcher, but the fucking Exorcist. I'm in.
So, going back a little bit, Mel says, hey, turds. Then Fossum said he will be better than Batfleck, which I didn't mind Ben Affleck as Batman.
I didn't really mind him either. I feel like he got the shaft by not getting his own movie.
Correct.
Because you didn't... they did it completely bass-ackwards.
And Martha! That, fuck that. Anyway.
They just did it completely backwards.
Anna said, true, with arrows pointing at Fossum's comment, and said, ugh, I hated Ben as Bruce.
I don't think I hated him. I think he would. I think he's another good choice to play kind of a shitty, snobby, rich dude.
I do too.
He just didn't. He had to share the screen with somebody else, and I just don't think that that's a good mix for his first movie.
And Martha.
And Martha.
And then Mel said, "I think Juan found his true calling: time traveling exorcist."
The shit.
Fucking sold.
I'm writing a script. I don't even know how to write a script.
Sidekick. Yeah, I'll be your sidekick. Like, I just want to hang out and be like, damn, there's some demons. I'm high as fuck.
Exercise them. Yeah.
Yeah, get it, Worm.
I don't even know how to write a script, but I'm in.
Let's time travel the fuck out of here.
You could be the Pope, time traveling through time, exercising people.
This shit writes itself.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Buddy.
The power of Christ compels in any time. Just saying.
Chris wants to know where you are watching The Exorcist.
I think I am 2 episodes from the second season finale.
No. Like, are you watching it on Netflix or Hulu, or is it through DirecTV?
I am watching it on perfectly legal channels.
Yeah, okay. So all of us will be watching it on very legal and easily obtainable channels.
What you really wanted to ask is, hey, Juan, can you look up where you could find The Exorcist?
My sister recommended Carnival Row. Now, we actually got to interact a little bit with Carnival Row at San Diego Comic-Con, which was a lot of fun. I've seen the first 2 episodes of it, and I actually really liked it. And yeah, I don't really know why
it was pretty good.
I didn't go back to it.
I thought you watched the
no,
first season.
No, I really only got through the first, like, 2 episodes, I think. I dug it.
Now I need my battery.
I definitely should probably keep watching it because it is that kind of like fun high fantasy that I really like. And fuck, man, Orlando Bloom is a way better actor than people give him credit for.
And he's sexy.
That does not hurt. He is
a beautiful
extra easy on the eyes. Chelsea says Juan and Gabe save the souls.
Yes. Yes.
What's wrong with you? It's got to be called Juan and Gabe Strike Back. I'm just saying.
Hulu, it says here, as of December 2018, is streaming the entire Exorcist series.
Nice, on Hulu. Fossum agreed that Carnival Row is great. Maybe we do an episode on that,
too. I think we did.
I know, but like maybe actually...
I feel like I watched the whole thing. I think so.
So yeah, I'll just go back because
we
watch
did.
It.
I think we did it right after San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why. Because I got all caught up in other episodes.
Yeah, and now you're not doing anything related to TOTOB, so that's, maybe you can have time to watch
that's
it.
That's not true.
Except for this, at this point in time,
I'm doing something right now. Oh man, these comments are blowing up. Mel and Alicia are kissing at each other. Fossum says there is a lot of sexiness in Carnival Row.
Lot of Orlando Bloom ass. That seems to be the trait in every guy naked scene is ass.
Guy ass, yeah. Mel says we should calm down and asked if I needed a towel. And then Fossum says, fuck Hulu. So I guess he's not watching The Exorcist with us.
I don't know what that means. Let me try another venue.
Again, there are perfectly legally obtainable ones. So this is a great fan interaction point. Chelsea messaged me when I was high out of my mind one night and made a really great suggestion for something that we could do for like the shop and the Patreon page.
I think she probably told me the same
thing. A Thinking Outside the Long Box cookbook.
Oh, she did not tell me that.
So she suggested that we make a cookbook that's like Gabe well done stoner snacks for people that's, you know.
That takes a lot of work for people to not buy it.
You know, that's something I think I'm willing to undertake. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'll get to work on it.
The problem is most of my recipes I steal from other people.
Yeah, but they don't need to know that. My sister says the flying sex is amazing. I assume she's talking about Carnival Row.
Yeah, Carnival Row. It was a good show. I enjoyed it.
Mel's just laughing at the cookbook idea.
That's good.
I think it's a great idea.
Any kind of idea. My as it always has been, is we have a good listener base for people who aren't famous, who are just two to four idiots.
Yeah.
You know, but not a ton of interaction a lot of the time. Well, I'm saying in general, you know, we don't usually get a lot of
Chelsea was saying, you know, it should be full of stoner snacks, whatever. And Mel's response that night was, I don't know how to make Cheetos.
That's funny. I'm also not a stoner. Well, I'm just a fat guy. You
like snacks? That's all that matters.
You know what's funny?
Liking snacks.
You know what's funny is that if you listen to Devin and Taylor, they will tell you that I'm, and Tom, who I don't know if you ever met.
I met him.
Is that I'm a closet stoner is what I've been told, because I like everything that stoners like.
You just,
I just don't smoke weed.
Man. Okay. So I've done my friends excursion where I like friended like all these thousands of people. And every once in a while I get people that are just now accepting the friend request.
Right.
Right. So this is one of these guys, and he finally accepted. And in like the last like hour, he's responded, "Hi, you don't want to reply to me? Hi." I'm like, yeah, bye, dude. Like,
that's really
definitely
weird.
Not how you interact with people, man.
Fuck you too, then, bastard.
Be like, come on the watch party and talk to us.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
He's gonna, I guarantee. He just suggested I like some federal grants Facebook page, which means he's just gonna spam the shit out of me with like
just
some
like you
bullshit
did.
Ad. No, mine's not bullshit. It's something I actually do.
I didn't say it was bullshit. I just said it was kind of spammy. That's all. A lot of people like spam, though.
It wasn't spammy.
Some people like spam.
I straight up was honest. You're going to get a request to like my podcast, and that's it.
No, here's the thing. Going back to Chelsea, I like to put my name, our name, on everything we can that I think is cool, that I think is unique, different maybe, even if it's not different. I just would like some more support from our community. That's all. And it doesn't even have to be buying things. I like this. This is what I love. Interactions, when we post something, fuck, your article sucked. That's fine. Thank you. That's
fine. Thank cool you for that. Saying something.
Yeah. Let us know what you feel. That's all.
I think we're going to end up focusing more, because you and I were talking about, you know, the stuff that Facebook had sent us on making short videos,
right.
Like online.
3-minute videos.
3-minute videos.
They're minimum.
My sister says that Billy, who's my brother-in-law, wants snickerdoodle pot cookies. That's easy enough.
I don't like snickerdoodle.
Mel is reminding me that friending all those people was a stupid idea.
And there she is.
And Fossum says, cookies.
I only say cookies to one cookie, and then I'm like, fuck, I need Cheetos.
You're like, cookie.
Yeah.
And then
Cheetos.
And then he posted a gif of someone spray painting. I don't understand what that is. Look at what does this mean? That's some white people shit.
I can't see it. It's dark, too dark, bro. Is that somebody in a spray painting mask? I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you're hinting at, Fossum, I don't fucking
white
get.
White people are weird.
That's why I'm half weird. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to start working on a cookbook.
I'm 100% down for that. I smoke a lot of stuff. Like, I'm in. If it's just snacks that, like, stoners can do with the bullshit that's in their house, like, I can't help you with that. I have, like Mel, I don't know how to make that Cheetos or Funyuns. Like, I'm no, out on that. But
I'm not going to teach you how to make Cheetos. I'm going to teach you how to make something with Cheetos.
Could you make Cheetos on your own and just not call them Cheetos? You could, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard.
By trying to use their formula, their ingredients?
Yeah, you could figure it out. I mean, it'd be weird. They're just like little fried dough strips, so that are like fried hard.
Maybe. Yeah, they are. Maybe we make
real hard.
Maybe we make a cookbook full of our knockoffs.
That'd be pretty fun. Yeah.
No, I'm in. I'm whatever. Whatever. I like Chelsea because she has cool ideas.
Fossum said he was tagging a name.
Oh.
Whatever. Fuck off, Fossum.
Wow.
Nah, he knows
so
I love
much
him.
Anger.
My sister says not in Missouri. Making pot cookies isn't as easy there. I was like, just ask Brian. Brian, make you goddamn pot cookies.
I'm pretty sure it's easy.
It is. It's easy. It's just finding the pot, which, you know, they love. You know, laws and stuff.
Yeah, but you're in Missouri. There's probably a field you could grow it in somewhere.
I know. Just saying, my sister and my brother-in-law are upstanding humans.
Oh.
Whereas the rest of us are.
The one that are asking for the pot brownies?
Yeah.
Or the pot cookies?
Yeah.
Oh.
The rest of us, though, are godless heathens. So.
Except for your mom.
No, my mom is wonderful.
Yeah, she's amazing. I don't know you, mother of Gabe.
But she is right.
I can't imagine you're... I can imagine you're 100% better than Gabe.
at least 100%. Fossum says he loves me too.
Well, you have to go pick up your lovely daughter here soon.
I do.
So let's get you out of here.
Okay. So let's end the episode on one very important thing. Alicia, these Sloppy Joes were fucking amazing. Thank you.
I haven't gotten to the second one yet.
Oh, my God. They were good. So good.
That's going in the cookbook.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to be working on a cookbook. Morbius looks awesome.
Mobius.
Not Mobius. Mobius is awesome. French artist Mobius. Incal. Yerderwosky. Great stuff.
I'm sure we'll be talking about the Oscars when it happens.
I think we're going to watch Exorcist for an episode because Juan is really into it and it sounds really cool to me, too. What else?
I think that's it, man.
We love the shit out of you guys. www.totob.com.
New interview came out today.
Oh, new interview out today. Awesome.
With nuclear power.
Yeah, can't say that word. Visit us.
Fucking AJ. He always comes in at the very end.
Oh, jeez,
AJ. He said, we're weird. 1,000%. Why do I always come at the end of the show? That's amazing.
Oh, man. My sister laughed out loud, I assume, at the... our mom being 100% better than me.
Yeah,
so
yes,
yeah,
100%.
With that said, www.totlb.com, totlb.com/shop, where you can pick up our pinup calendar. our pinup calendar.
Oh, do you want to put it on live?
Yeah.
For Facebook? Here, I got you. Just sit down. Just stay seated.
I know, right? You can see how fat we are on the thing.
There it is.
Where I went,
in all its glory.
Where I went rogue.
Hall of Justice has, I think, three of these.
Nice.
Either two or three of them for sale. Patreon supporters, Megan, Jason, Michael Young, Christine, I sent hers. But there are like six, Chad, that I left at Hall of Justice as well.
Nice.
So,
some people can pick them up.
While he's talking, I'll flip through this while he's ending the show.
So be sure to check us out, totlb.com/shop. Pick up this pinup calendar. I'm telling you right now, dude, it was a ton of fun to do, and a lot of fun was had. A lot of ladies had a really good time. So
it's worth the $15.
It is, for sure. So check that out. Also, visit us at patreon.com/totlb, where you can...
it is available online, AJ. Here, I'll put it in there.
Where you can sign up and help us out. Through your support, you also get free stuff. Chelsea, one of our listeners and good friend who does all of our glassware, just said in my watch party, the calendar is awesome, by the way. She absolutely loved it.
Her picture she sent me, because I'm trying to make a cool collage of the people who have gotten it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And Albie, I know Albie loved it, too. Yep. He's told me. So.
He said he had a date with a calendar that night.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I agree.
But anyway, my sister doesn't want to see me in pinup.
Well, he's not in the calendar.
That's in the calendar.
That's exactly why we didn't put him in there.
Don't worry, Christina. It's just sexy ladies. So I don't know how you feel about your husband.
Buy it for a husband. It's not like he's having sex with these people.
I know. They live so far away. I'm just
Is
kidding.
The implication that
no,
he would if he
I'm
was
not.
Close?
There's no implication there. Wow. He loves the shit out of my sister.
Wow.
So anyway, with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And this has been the latest episode
That's
of Thinking
December.
Outside of the Long Box. We will see you guys shortly. Be sure to check out our podcast on Twitter, or not Twitter, iTunes, Spotify,
Pandora,
literally anywhere where you can find a podcast. And of course, you can watch our videos on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all those different places. So find us. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.